بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. We have reached verse 147. قال الله عز وجل الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. This is the truth from your Lord, so be you not one of those who doubt. الحق من ربك. الحق means the truth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying هذا الحق من ربك. This is the truth from your Lord. And this lordship here, you notice this now. Your Lord. What type of lordship is this? Can we ask the question please? What type of addition is this? What type of lordship is this? Your Lord. This is, the Lord is added to whom here? The Lord is added to whom? The term Lord is added to whom? Who's going to answer this inshallah? Al-haqq min Rabbik. The truth, this is the truth from your Lord. Who's being addressed here? No, your Lord. It is, the term is conjugated to whom? Who is your Lord? I mean, your. Whose Lord? Aha, you see now? Okay. Who is the one being addressed here? La la la. Well, yes, he is the Lord of all that exists, yes. But here, the lordship, Lord, is annexed to your. And your meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Lord. And this is of the particular type of lordship. This is of the particular type of lordship. It's called الربوبية الخاصة. The particular type of lordship. Here, this is, therefore, denotes giving the Prophet ﷺ steadfastness and support. So here, what is intended, therefore, is to give the Prophet ﷺ firmness and steadfastness, because it is impossible that the Prophet ﷺ will doubt or have doubt. We know that the pressures were intense, and the words said by the mushriks against the Prophet ﷺ could lead someone astray unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him steadfastness. As Allah mentioned, okay, listen to this, brother Zakaria. Allah is telling him that the truth is from your Lord, your Lord. You know, they casted doubt as to the redirection of the, redirecting the Qibla from Bayt al-Maqdis to Mecca. So Allah is affirming to him that the truth, this is the truth from your Lord, O Muhammad, concerning the redirection of the Qibla. That's not what it is. The point here is that Allah is referring to himself here as Lord, okay? Lord. But in the context, in the statement, it is saying your Lord. And we learned earlier that when lordship is added to someone, then this is of the particular type of lordship. Because lordship is of two types. General, like the Lord of all that exists, Lord of mankind, Lord of jinn, and all that exists. This is a general. Then the other type of lordship is the particular one. And this would be to the Prophet ﷺ, to the believers as well. Now it's clear, inshallah. طيب. Allah is telling him, this is the truth from your Lord, in order to put him on steadfastness, give him steadfastness and support. As we said earlier, the Prophet ﷺ is under intense pressures and strong wording from the people of the book and the mushriks concerning the redirection of the Qibla to Mecca, from Bayt al-Maqdis to Mecca. So strong that it can lead someone astray, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him aid and help. As in Surah Al-Isra, listen in Surah Al-Isra 17, 74, 75.
ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا.
And had we not made you stand firm, you would nearly have inclined to them a little. In that case, we would have made you taste a double portion of punishment in this life and a double portion of punishment after death, and then you would have found none to help you against us. So this falls under the strengthening and giving steadfastness. Because the Prophet ﷺ is a human and he needs support and protection. And that the steadfastness of the Prophet ﷺ is due to the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Similarly, the believers, when they are called to believe, when Allah addresses them to believe in him and his messenger, then what is intended in here, in addressing the believers to believe, it is addressing the believers in order what? To be steadfast and to continue on belief. As in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nisa chapter 4 verse 136. And what is denoted when the believers are called to believe, then Allah addresses them to believe in him and his messenger. And this means what? This denotes steadfastness, meaning you believe and be steadfast and continue on that. Listen to this verse. All who you believe in Allah. Look at this. All who you believe, and they are believers. Allah is telling them, all who you believe in Allah and his messenger. It means, it denotes, stay strong, stay continuously on it. And the Quran which has been sent, which he has sent down to his messenger, and the scripture which he has sent down to those before him, and whosoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the last day, then indeed he has strayed or went astray. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. These are the verses. And this is in addition, we shouldn't also forget that if there is a condition, it may be this conditional if, which we learned earlier in the previous class, it does not in any way entail or necessitate the occurrence of what is being conditional. Like in the verse earlier in 2:145, the condition does not necessarily entail the occurrence of what is conditional upon it. And even if you were to bring to the people of the scripture, all the verse would not follow your Qibla, nor are we going to follow there, and they will not follow each other. Verily here, if you follow their desires, this if here is the conditional if, does not necessarily entail the occurrence of what is conditional upon it. Verily, if you follow their desires after that which you have received of knowledge, then indeed you will be one of the zalimeen, of the wrongdoers.
And this is assuming, and this is the impossible to occur. So again, also, this could be understood from this verse, which we are talking about today. Verse 147. So there is the point of benefit here, number one, is prohibiting that which is impossible to occur. Where Allah said, do not be of those who doubt. And doubting is not occurring from the Prophet ﷺ, and it is not expected, because he is the most of mankind in strength regarding his iman. And the second benefit is anything opposing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down is batil. Is batil meaning false. Listen to what Allah said in this respect in 10:32 in Surah Yunus. فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. Such is Allah your Lord in truth. So after the truth, what else can there be save error? How then are you turned away? So what else can there be save error after the truth? And the third benefit is giving strength and steadfastness to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam because of the truth that he is holding to. Even though the people of the book concealed the truth while knowing. So, giving steadfastness to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he is on the truth, even if it is concealed, known and concealed by the people of the book, because after all, you know, the human is human. So when these people denied the truth, then, you know, some kind of misconception, even though it may be so remote, nevertheless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted and gave support and steadfastness for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he is on the truth, in order to shun off any remote or any remote and minute shubha, doubt. And from the points of benefit is the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Prophet, where he mentioned him in conjugation with his name Rabb, when he said your Lord. And from the benefits, number 5, that something may be forbidden although it is impossible to take place. This is deducted from the saying فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So don't be of those who doubt. And the Prophet ﷺ, it's impossible for him to be of those who doubt. And from the benefits, number 6, is the care Allah gave to the Messenger by giving him steadfastness when he assured him that he is on the truth, and in order to have continuity on it. There is no doubt that this is aid and help and support to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And here we stop with this. It's the end of verse 147. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.